To the rose upon the rood of time. Red rose, proud rose, sad rose of all my days, come near me while I sing the ancient ways. Cuchulain battling with the bitter tide, the druid grey, wood-nurtured, quiet-eyed, who cast round Fergus dreams and ruin untold. And thine own sadness, whereof stars grown old, in dancing silver-sandaled on the sea, sing in their high and lonely melody. Come near, that no more blinded by man's fate, I find under the boughs of love and hate, in all poor foolish things that live a day, eternal beauty wandering on her way. Come near, come near, come near. Ah, leave me still a little space for the rose breath to fill, lest I no more bear common things that crave, the weak worm hiding down in its small cave, the field mouse running by me in the grass, and heavy mortal hopes that toil and pass, but seek alone to hear the strange things said by God to the bright hearts of those long dead, and learn to chant a tongue men do not know. Come near. I would, before my time to go, sing of old era and the ancient ways. Red rose, proud rose, sad rose of all my days.
The city of London stood for everything in modern life that Yeats hated. As he wandered its streets, he longed for a sod of Sligo clay in his pocket to remind him of his true home. One day in December 1888, while looking in a shop window, he saw a ball held aloft in a small fountain of water. Suddenly, he was filled with memories of Sligo and a small island in the beautiful Loch Gill on the outskirts of the town. When he returned home to Bedford Park, he began to write what was to become his most famous poem, and the first he said to contain his own music. His sister Lily noted that for Yeats, as always, the process of writing was torturous, with audible moans and groans coming from his room, and when he emerged and read aloud an early draft, no one paid him much attention. The finished work, The Lake Isle of Innisfree, however, remains one of the most popular poems in the English language. The Lake Isle of Innisfree. I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there, of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the vales of the morning to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore. While I stand on the roadway, or on the pavements grey, I hear it in the deep heart's core. Throughout his long creative life, Yeats would frequently turn to the tortures of love as a subject. The Pity of Love, from 1892, shows him in idealistic, melancholy, and romantic mood.
When you are old. When you are old and grey and full of sleep and nodding by the fire, take down this book and slowly read and dream of the soft look your eyes had once and of their shadows deep. How many loved your moments of glad grace and loved your beauty with love false or true? But one man loved the pilgrim soul in you, and loved the sorrows of your changing face,